Semi Ramam, Siv Base, it looks like.
Yeah.
Tibon Hanoch, Bi Sadai Mir Agaba, Bi Amashiasa, Lishman, Ramam, Possel, Ul Harosh Kosher. Tviya has to be Lishma, that's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel in Sukkah and Daftes. So we paskin that the Tviya has to be Lishma. So if a Nochri does, it's no good. What if he sells the Zaymir al Gabov? So the Gemara says in Gittin that if a Nochri writes a get and he sells the Zaymir al Gabov, it's not acceptable. So the Gemara says, why? Because Nochri adaita de nafshe. He's not doing Lishma. So what does that mean? So he says, the Ramam holds that it's a din. Whoever is ain't a Beturis can't create Lishma. And the Rosh holds no, because a get takes a long time. A get takes a long time. So you can't expect the Nochri to have a mind the whole time. But by Tviya Sachutim, it's a shorter amount of time. So the Nochri can. If the Yisrael Omer Agabam, he tells him this is for a tzitzis, for a talis, and he knows about that, and so it is good. What does he say here? Mishnah Bruvi Yir Aleph. Yeah, what's in Yud? Yud. Ramah holds posel tzvir leidav kachal ma'adai te nafshi kovid. Nochri can't do Lishma, period. It's a din. And the Rosh holds it depends. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. B'shas ha'trak she'en l'alis, en l'yisrael she'itvehu Lishma, yesh lismach ha'zei can rely b'shas ha'trak on the Rosh. Avol b'lav ha'chilo ki v'bir ha'gro kosu shadas ha'toysus ha'mot ha'gam kein kaharama. Most of the Rishonim hold like the Rama. It's a din. What is the Rosh hold? It takes time. The get takes longer than the Tviya Lishma. Yeah, let's see. V'nogim she'isayah ha'isom miyat k'risa l'kamon shayim. It'll be your day. Okay. V'tzrichim shezira. Yeah, you need shezira. It means the strings have to be twined. Strings have to be twined. And then the big machlek is how many strings they have to twine together. So the biggest chumra is kofel shmeina. Tosis and Yuma has different opinions. How many strings do you have to twine together? So the biggest chumra is kofel shmeina. What is shazira? Here, what does it say? Yud gimel. Tzrichim en shambur. Tzrichim shazira. Achut ha'tzitzit di'amakar. It doesn't go with the Nochri makes it. What's it doing in this sif? There should be a separate sif. It doesn't have nothing to do with the Nochri. It goes on chut ha'tzitzit in general. Nisham lamahani l'viyah. What is shazira ha'ino sheyichpalem achar ha'tviya l'shnayim v'shazrem v'im kofal kolchut l'shmoyna v'shizru gamkein l'islam bo v'tam l'ha'shazira t'ani b'sefer asalam tzitzis shan shazira. What does he say? If you make kofal shmoyna, it's also okay. Some says there has to be kofal shmoyna. So he didn't explain it. Didn't explain about their different opinion. How much you need? Tzichem shazir, shiv shazurim lishman. Shazir also has to be lishma. What does it say? Tezvav. The mitvi of the elech who hakol bechlal asiyah. The kaimi lan tzarch lishma. That's a machlokes. The Rama Metesis. When you tie the chutim on the beged, does that have to be done lishma? So Tosfos says, of course it does. Even the Tviya needs Lishma. The Tviya, Shazira. So tying it on the beggar, that's Asiya Satzitz, because it needs Lishma. The Rama holds not so. The Rama holds only Tviya needs Lishma. But the tying on the beggar does not need Lishma. A goy can't do it, that's because it says, Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'yosu lahem tzitzis. B'nei Yisrael v'yosu v'lo anochrim osu. If it would have been a din that you need Shira Lishma, what do you need a drasha from a pasuk that a goy can't tie it on? Because a goy can't think Lishma. Because the Rama holds that the Nochri can't alpidin is mufka from Lishma. So what do you need a pasuk? If you need Lishma. So the Rama proves from that you don't need tying on the beged Lishma. But Tosfos holds not that even the Tviya needs Lishma. Even the Tviya Shizir from Tviya on, you need Lishma. Dying onto the beggar for sure, you need Lishma. Yeah, that's what he writes in Tezvah. Because I'm going to from the Av b'di'evid me'akim lo ha'yishizurim Lishma. Hey, mashman b'vi'er ragrav. Yesh mekinu b'di'evid Av bilti shizira. You don't need shizurim at all. I'm b'ir halocha she'bi arinu de'en lismach al zeh. Achim ha'shizira ho'yostoma yesh lo'akal b'di'evid. What if you didn't do it Lishma? What do you mean stoma? What do you mean, stomach? Whatever it'll be for, didn't have a mind, Shema. המשדיר היה סתם, יש לא כל בדי אביקים, להתפיעו היה לשמה, מחל אויסה, על דס ושיינה האויסה. If he did it right away, כל אויסה, דס ושיינה האויסה, means if he does the תפיעה, and right after the תפיעה, then he does the שזירה. But if they do the tefillah in one place, one person does the tefillah, then a different person does the shazira. You can't say kol osa dasu shana osa. We assume he's continuing. Okay. He doesn't make a fuss about the kofel shmeina. The Artzus Achaim does. The Malbim and the Sefer Artzus Achaim, he has a long arichas on this, on the different opinions. How many strings do you need shazurim yachad? And the biggest chumra is kofel shmeina, so that's the common practice that you do kofel shmeina. In the spark of mishzi rasa minasa shisha osar, you had 8 strings, and each one unraveled. Now you have 16 strings. But yeah, but it's kosher. How is it kosher? Vushen ish tayer b'shzira kedei aniva. Whatever is no longer a shizurim is considered like his puzzle. So it's considered as if the whole string that unraveled is cut off. So he says, you treat it as if you have a couple of those strings that are still shizurim are good, those that are not shizurim are not good. So you treat it as if it was snipped off. So if it has a shir k'dei aniva, it's good. If you make a knot on the bottom, that'll prevent it from unraveling. Others hold that you're not allowed to tie a knot on the bottom. Oh, here, take a look, yutches. V'yesh omrim, the other rabbi, yes, tam shalo likshar. Nochal ha-hachmem heim shizurim yofel v'lo shchir sh'yiz parko. Magen Avram, shayn. Why does some hold that you shouldn't tie a knot on the bottom? Because Moisif alakshorim. Moisif alakshorim. Al-Tosif, Moisif alakshorim. There's a din, how many ksharim you have to have?
If the problem is with the knots, would it be an issue for people, like I put nail polish on the bottom so it stays together?
Yeah, that should be better. They probably didn't have a clear nail polish. Now that you have that, solves the problem. Yeah. K'dei aniva, shayin. Okay, shayin. What's the dalet? Orach achut ha-mashmon ha-ene poches mid-dalet gudlin. The Gemara says that the strings have to be a minimum of 4 agudlin. It's like this, 4 inches. Each agudl is approximately the thickness of the thumb over here. Has to be approximately 4 agudlin. That's a machlokes. What does that mean? It means the whole string from the top to the bottom. The string only has to be 1, 2, 3, 4. That's all. It can be so short. And then that is going to be 1/3 wound around and 2/3 loose. What is say? No. It should be the part that's wound around should be 4, and this should be twice as long. So that should be 8, so it should be 12 agudlan. Yesh omrim, you'd base agudlan. Why you'd base? Because it means the part that's wound around should be 4 agudlan. The Gemara says it should be 4 agudlan. V'chein noagim, alamayla ein lahem shir. There's no maximum length, but there's no hida mitzvah. That the Torah Tmima points that out. That the Mishnah says, Ela dorm she'en lahem shir. Apeva, b'korim, aroyim, milch chasorim. The Rishalmi asks, there are other things also that are ein lahem shir. The Rishalmi answers, the Mishnah only lists those things, ein lahem shir. Apeva, b'korim, if you give more b'korim, if you give more peya, then you enhance the mitzvah. If you have longer tzitzis, you don't enhance the mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah, whether it's long or short. As long as it has this minimum shir, you don't enhance the mitzvah. Same thing, what else you have? Let's say when you put in lokach ha-koim min-of ha-she-yeh b'karka ha-mishkan, where they have a soita, comes to the base of mitzvah, so they mix in offer into the mayim ha-marim. So you don't enhance the mitzvah if you put in extra offer. It's good with a little bit of offer. You don't need extra. It's not a hidam. It's pay if you give more pay. So the aniyim benefit more. You give more bikurim, so the kohanim benefit more. Maso aruch yosem ida yochol lekatzor. If you made it too long, dragging on the floor, then you're allowed to snip it off. Because it was good before also. Echem erachutim yeh yosem aruch. You need a shamba should be long on the yos kadeh sheyachoch bo hagdol to wind around. Doesn't have to always be the same shamus. You can switch in the middle. That's what I do when I wind around. So I always pick whichever blue string is longest. So I use that to wind around. Then next time that became shorter because I used a lot of that up. Then I used the next one whichever blue string is longer. So then at the end, it comes out approximately equal. They're approximately the same length. The white with the blue are approximately the same. So it doesn't have to be the same chut. Hagdil haino achelik matzi tushena oruk. Yeah. Yeah, the four agudlin, or the 12 agudlin, that's after the first knot. That's after the first knot. This doesn't count. Yeah. And you know what sits in mitzema aneches bekotzim kishatzon roptzim behein beinayim, when the sheep sit near thorns, so some of the wool gets pulled off. So that's inferior quality wool. So you shouldn't make the tzitzis from inferior quality. You should only use the wool that you shear off. If it got ripped off, you don't use it. That's inferior. It's a mitzvah ba'aber, like a lulav ha'gozul. Tzema gozul is posel. So we also lahem, misha lahem. So that's Tosfos kasha. Tosfos asks by sukkah. Why do you need a posek? The sukkah gozul is no good. It's a mitzvah ba'aber. So Tosfos comes up with a suggestion. Maybe the whole psil and mitzvah ba'aber is only with the rabban. So if you say like that, then it's an answer on this kasha too. Well, the other answer that the Rishonim give is that what? That mitzvah baba avera, the original pasuk is by korbanos, with meratze, and then lulav is also meratze. Lulav is a ritzui, but tzitzis and sukkah are not a ritzui. So there, the whole din of mitzvah baba avera doesn't apply. So it's a separate psul. Yosel lahem, mishal lahem. That gozel is not. It's a separate psul. V'davka shegozel achutim, avlam gozel temem asan chutim ksherim. Because it's kind of bishinui. So once you kind of, so it's not a mitzvah ba'avera. However, they said, mi'u l'chadchilu osur la'zosam. Yeah, you know, la'du. L'inyar ha'brocha, you shouldn't say a'brocha. Right? Tosfos says like that in Bava Kamma. Chutim shu'ulim halvohi d'lohadra be'inayu u'chadidei domi. My next neighbor knows that I need strings for tzitzis. So he says, I'll lend you four long strings, or 16 long strings. What do you mean, lend me? What kind of a lotion lend me? He knows I'm not going to give it back. I'm going to tie it on my baggage. So he said, that's self-understood. That's a halvor. Milvah lotzon it. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to give back others. So that's shali. That's not called shalachir. Mishtachma means... And what if Itaka lends me? What if he lends me strings? And it's understood I have to give him back the same strings? So then it's not shalis or not yaitzer, it's only gezulim, that's no good. So if it's really borrowed, it's taka no good. The only reason why it's good because it's self-understood that it's not a loan. It's lo haitzon nitno. Let's see, lamigimel, lamidalet. What does he say here? Lamigimel, chutim shul and pirish. Kol loshen sheila mashma sheyachzela osadov v'bien, av loshen halva. Milva lo haitzon nitno. You keep it, you give others back. Ve'ela chutim shulim. The Inyan Talmas. No. Sounds like Shulam is no good. You need really Shalachem. Not just that Gozel is no good. Shol is also no good. Okay. What's if Ches? Hamishtachva the Behema. Tzimra Apostle the Tzitzis. The Mishnah says in Avodah Zarah. In the Mishnah in Chulam says, if you deify an animal, if a person bows down to a tape recorder, so the tape recorder becomes asa b'hanu, it's avodah zarah. But if you bow down to an animal, to a tree, it doesn't become asa b'hanu. Because mechuber doesn't become asa, balachayim don't become asa. Nonetheless, the behemoth, if you deify the animal, the behemoth is possible to bring a korban. It's possible for a korban. Nevad. So the Gemara says, and not only is it possible for carbon, it's possible for all mitzvahs, possible the tzitzis. The chutim that you make from that tzemer is possible the tzitzis. Lamed vav, lamed zayin, possible. The wool on the animal at the time that I deify the animal does become masa. Because came mashigor lachakach, what grows later on, for sure is also b'sefer b'nei chaya kosav lahepa mashigor lachas shenevar mutar b'behetav kosav v'gam atasa v'kein l'kamon. Okay, it's all discussion exactly what's also. Yeah. What's the next? Amishtachva lepishta natua kosher letzitza sharei nishtana. Amishtachva lepishta natua, flax grows on a bush. So if a person worships a tree that's mechuba lekarka, so it becomes possible, but then he converts it into string. So that's a shinui, harei nishtana. And the wool is not called nishtana. And the wool is not nishtana. Let's see, mishtachva le pishtan natua. Let's see, what is this? Lamed ches. Pishtan natua, but the pishtan shehu nekar, if it was detached from the ground, was not safil lehedyot. Kedin avet zor bet tekrubis. Yeah. Ve'en amoyelo shinoi. Shkol shat mehave men arei kamoyel. That's how the Gemara says. Shaketz the shakenim sa. Shaketz the shakzenu. That anything that kol shata mahayim imenu harehu kamoyim. That avodah zarah remains also even after shinui. Shinui doesn't help by avodah zarah. Yeah. Okay. So discussion. You got to know the details in the Gemara. Siftes yasa nekev ba'orach atalis lo lamaydam mishalda shetzbois hainam agudlin. You have to have the minimum distance from over here, the first, what do you call this?
Knuckle.
Joint. From the first joint to the end. So the distance in both directions, both this direction, has to be the minimum distance of that, which it is, and the maximum of three etzbos. The three etzbos means three agudlin. It's way less than that. The chumash shouldn't exceed these three etzbos. But mikra din, it means three agudlin. Lo lemayla mishalda shetzbos hanav agudlin. Menei she'ena nikra konav. Also, yeah, you have to put on the corner. That's too far in. Lo lemata mikishir she'esh mikesh agudlara. From the first joint till aratziporin. If you have long fingers, it doesn't help. I mean, till the end of the thumb. Mishum shenema ala konef, and this is tachas hakonef. Mohoya lamata mimelo keshagud, mohoya tachas hakonef. Shouldn't be too close to the edge, shouldn't be too far away from the edge. Bodhi mizeh, biyoshe velo ba'alachsan min hakeren. You measure it from this end and from this side. You don't measure from here. Let's say over here, maybe that it is more than three etzbos. Balachsan, but that doesn't bother me. As long as in each direction, it's not more than gimel etzbos. Imhoya rochak makana below kesha gudel menisko. What happened? Imhoya rochak me hakanaf below kesha gudel. Yet when he tied it on the beged, it had the minimum distance, and then he didn't sew it around over here, so it started to rip, and the hole moved closer to the edge, and now it no longer has that minimum distance of from here to here. So as long as at the time that you tied it, it was kosher, it remains kosher. And then some of the beged over here, he gives a different case. Some of the beged over here was ripped off. Some of the beged over here is ripped off. So it comes out now that it's too close to the edge. But at the time that I tied it, it was good. So it's acceptable. It's kosher. Rogam lasses immer sabib on the neck. Meaning is you sew around it, so shun rip. You shouldn't get too close to the edge. Shalo yinatek sham v'yia pachas mikashir. Osim imra bisvas habege lamata. Also mehai taima. And you make over here, you make it stronger at the edge to make sure that it doesn't rip over there. You strengthen it at the edge and you strengthen it over here. It shouldn't rip. That's a machloikis. There has to be the minimum distance and the maximum distance from where? From both? From this side and that side? Oh no. Only from over here, but from the other side it doesn't matter. So we machma both. We machma both. Okay. Im hagdil shekorim, whatever, some Spanish word. Hu rochav lo yatol boi hatzitzis vim hitol bo posel. Let's say over here, you have this fluffy stuff. So this only is in one direction. It doesn't have warp and woof. So let's say I'll put this. I have this, see, here you don't have this fluff at the end. What if you have it at the end and he ties the tzitzis in the middle of this part? That's not called a beged because you don't have shesivier. Shesivier is the crisscross. If you don't have crisscross, it's not called a beged. So you can't put the tzitzis in the fluff. Magdil shikarim that stuff. Who rochav lo yatabat tzitz mehitol bat pasul. Al kan for yigdeim ksiv. Is that eino nechshak mea beged? Because it doesn't have shesivier. Avlo lahu deshir meloy kesha gudul. It doesn't count. You can't put the chutim tzitzis there, but it is mashlan for the shear of the minimum shear and the maximum shear. Why? Kim shehaneke betoch habeged, then it is good. Why should that be so? If it's not part of the beged, it shouldn't count for anything. I don't know. Let's see what's a nunvov. We got the nun vov already. Where's nun vov? Shalosh etzbois ha'ainu. Shalosh yachik min ha'nekem isfas ha'gdil v'hol yoser. Shalosh etzbois. Shalosh yachik ha'nekev misfas ha'gdil v'hol. I'm not sure what he says. Sure what he means by that. Anyway, we don't have a problem because they don't have fluff over here at the edge. So that's we avoid the whole issue. Tov sheyimdot shir kesher gudul below hagdil. Again, sheyimdot shir kesher gudul below hagdil v'yatov shalosh etzbois in hagdil. Oh. The Rama said you should be machmer. Sheyim da chir kesha guru below hagdil. The minimum distance. The nekev should be a minimum distance from the edge of the beged. And don't count if the gdil over here, if the fluff is over here, you don't. And then you go to chumen in both directions. You should go to chumen that it is part of the beged, not to go too far. But the minimum amount should be from the edge of the beged, not from the edge of the gdil. Okay. Mechaber paskins are both lekula and lechumra. For the minimum and for the maximum, you do count the fluffy stuff, the gedil. And the Rama says you should go lechumra in both directions. Okay, we don't have the problem because they don't make fluff over there at the edge. Oh, what's your base? Min yechuti atzitz b'chol kanaf arba kfulim she'em shmona. Four long ones that fold over to make eight. That was machlokes b'sham and b'sil. B'sil said you have three long ones that fold over to make six. And this is one of the six cases where we pass on like Bishamah. They have four long ones that fold over to make eight. And the Agadot in the beginning of Perek HaMechas HaSfina tells that Rabbi Balvachana was traveling and he was on a tour. And he had an Arab tour guide. So the Arab tour guide showed him the Meisei Midbar from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. the Meisei Midbar. So when he came to the Beis Medrash and he told them that he went on a tour and he saw the Meisei Midbar, so they asked, did you check the tzitzis to see whether like Bissel, like Beishamai? So he said, it didn't occur to him. So he said, moron, idiot. You saw the Meisei Midbar, you didn't check. You're so stupid. Rabbi Babahana is stupid. That's what the Gemara says. So you see that you can use archaeology to be mevarech what the din is. That's what you see from the Gemara. Same thing for the other Gemara. One time, the Gemara has machlokes hatanaim, whether the tzitz said Kodesh Lashem in one line or two lines. So one Tana was in the Vatican, and he saw the tzitz in Rome in the Vatican, and it says it's on one line. The Rambam paskens two lines. So the Kesef Mishnah, how can he paskin two lines? How can he paskin against archaeology? So the Kesef Mishnah answers, every Kohen Gadol had a different size head, so they had to make many different tzitz. So maybe in that generation they made the tzitz on one line. Maybe just like there was a machlokes hatanaim. So there was a machlokes bizman abayis also. It's supposed to be one or two. So the Rambam holds that we do use archaeology as a proof. But the question is, what does the archaeology prove? It just proved that in one time in history there was a tzitz that had one line. Maybe that cheetah was outvoted. Maybe there were 400 kanim without them in the Baishen. Maybe it was one from 400. Maybe the other 399 were in two lines. Yeah, well, they found the mikvahs that don't correspond to the Chazon Ish Yeshiva. So they say maybe those mikvahs were from the Apikursim who didn't follow the Chachamim, who says that they were kosher and mikvahs. But they say the Chazon Ish backed out from the Shita about how big the Tefach is and the Amos and so on. Anyway, so here it says you got to have four long strings that fold over to make eight shorter strings. Hosef Puzzle. In Hosef Puzzle, what do you mean, Moshe Puzzle? If you're going to make five long ones, that is Puzzle. Who says? Samach. James Shmona, what is it? Where's Samach? Puzzle. Mishum tekova bebaltesa begrobe biuroi iskim la'aloch of the shitas baluita amuvah bebeitzesiv shesav shem bezeh mishum baltesa. It's a minimum. It's a minimum. If you do like this hilo hold three that fold over to make six. They agree if you have four fold over to make eight is also good. If you make two tzitzis on one corner, here, have one tzitz on the corner, so then I pull more strings in and I have two on one corner. That's baltoisi. If you make five strings, six strings, and you fold them up and make it fatter, that's not baltoisi. It's not baltoisiv. Let's say a lulav has to have a minimum. A lulav gematria is how much? Lamed. Lamed is 68. Lulav is 68 bigamacha. So let's say a lulav has to have 68 leaves. Each leaf is double. So it has to have 34. That's 34 leaves. So each leaf is double. But if you have a fat lulav that has 168, it's not baltoisiv. Here, it's a minimum. It's a minimum shear. That's what the Bi'ur Agro disagrees. He paskens holds like the Baluita. This is the minimum. What does he say in the bottom? I'm Bartzachaim. Shevi Yod Kam Dol Visham Shesovim Kei. The Malbim. Both said others also agree with the Gro, with the Baluita. Abos Amin. Lachen Masik Di Masom Kvar. The E-F-Shur, the Saknem, Yochel Elech Ben, of Miyat Shuchel Saknem, Tzof Saknem, because the Mechaba holds it as puzzle. So the first available opportunity, you should remove all those that don't belong. If you don't have four folded up to eight, fully I'm a puzzle. Yeah, that's the minimum amount. The Shaman say that's the minimum amount. You need four long strings to fold over to make it. Hosef Puzzle, Yachtach Rosh Achutim Habor, the Yitchavim, the Konav, the Yichbalim, the Oz Yushmaim. Again, Hosef Puzzle, Yachtach Rosh Achutim Habor. What? It doesn't read straight. Yachtach. Here's Samach Aleph. What's the Lord? Melechatchila Yachtach Kodim She Yitchavim, the Konav. That's how I'll take the Gemara says. I'll take one very long string. So I'll pull it through once, and the second time, and the third time, and the fourth time, and I'll make all the knots. And then at the end, I'll snip off the end and make it into eight. But when I tied it on the baguette, I only had one long string. So the Gemara said, that's tasa v'lein menas. That's not acceptable. So the Rabbi says, yachtach, you should cut it. It should be four strings before you even pull it through the nekev on the beggar. Yachtach, rosh echut, ma'bob yitvem, b'konof, yichman, boz yishman. Yizor lachtach, rosh yachutim, la'asor, sumshmaim, koidim sheyichrof. You should make sure that it's... You should cut before you wrap it around. Shemkorach afilu chul yachas, mikoshar afilu kesha echor, vachkach atocham, posim shem tazim lamanosim, sharei b'psul asom. Tazim lamanosim, okay. Ikach. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. We're up to Yud Dalet. Okay. See if Yud Dalet. Everybody knows these things. Yeah.